The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. And today we're going to be talking with Sue Sullivan, who is the owner of the Port Salt Cave in Port Washington, and she'll be our first segment. Then after that, we're going to be speaking with Julie Assal. Hopefully I'm pronouncing her name right, Christina. She's from the Friendly Visitor Program at the Sid Jacobson JCC. And then we're going to be listening to Old Time Radio, Red Skeleton Show, Old Letters in Trouble. And then, of course, our final segment will be Talk of the Town with the fabulous Christina Liu, who is the radio show producer here for our Project Independence and You, and always does such an amazing job getting just great guests, and Sue will be one of them. And our co-host today is Sabina Miller. How are you, Sabina?
Hello. I am glad to be out and here, and I love these programs. I always learn something.
You do, and you have a lot to share, too. Sabina, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
It's nice to see you. I think we've done this a few times before. And
many times.
I know I was on your television show back a few years back, and that was a great experience. We got to talk about Project Independence and all the services.
Yeah, yep.
And you being a Project Independence member for many years. So we're just real happy to have you here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's get on with our guest. So our guest again is Sue Sullivan, and she is the owner of the Port Salt Cave.
That's correct. Port Salt Cave on Inspiration Wharf in Port Washington.
So tell us a little bit about, first of all, I have so many questions. The benefits of it, what it looks like, what's the temperature when you go, and what do you wear? Do you go with friends? Do you go alone?
Okay.
So, I mean, where would we even start? What is a salt cave?
Could you just for a few minutes first tell us, how did you know about this? How did you become interested in it?
Okay. Let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
It's kind of one of those stories that life lesson. I was in pharmaceutical and medical device sales for about 26 years in New York, in Manhattan, Long Island, the boroughs. And in 2014, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So I had a lot of complications. I was very, very sick. And my company let me go because I couldn't get back to work when they wanted me to go to work. Well, I was 52 years old, and I thought, oh, what am I going to do? And I thought about it, and my dream was always to work in blue jeans and t-shirts and work on the water. So I said to my husband, why don't we open a marina? And that was just cost prohibitive. Well, a friend of mine went to the Montauk Salt Cave and said, look, you know so much about respiratory, pulmonary diseases. You really should look into this and maybe transfer your skills to the holistic side, wellness side. So fast forward, in March of 2017, I started doing my due diligence. We were open in December of 2017.
Oh, okay. So not even a year yet.
Not even a year. Exactly. Exactly. So that's how I fell into the salt cave business.
But you know what's nice for you? You're doing what you like, but you are helping other people.
Yes.
And because we, you know, I'm what I call a senior, and I need your salt cave.
Yes. It's been so gratifying to see the people that we've helped from 2 months old to 92 years old.
Right. So First of all, we're so glad that you're here and recovered. And second of all, you don't look, I mean, you said you were 52 a few years ago. You certainly don't look it. Does she, Sabina?
Absolutely
amazing.
Not.
It's the salt cave. It's good for your skin.
I'm coming over right after the show. Give me a place. So tell us about, I mean, I'm interested in every aspect of the salt cave, the benefits. Mm-hmm. How do you construct a salt cave? What does it look like? I mean, is it salt hanging off the walls?
Where do you get the salt?
So let's paint a picture for everyone.
Sounds good.
So we're on the radio, so everyone at home, if you can just picture a 400 square foot room, which would be a large bedroom, and in that room are 22,000 pounds of pink salt that we brought down from Poland. The reason we chose Polish pink salt is because my builder is Polish Canadian, so he's familiar with the caves of Poland.
Excuse me, what is pink salt?
If you've ever been to maybe a specialty store for foods, they sell Himalayan pink salt that you
gourmet
use
shops.
Gourmet store for your food. The reason why a lot of people are moving into the pink salt to ingest is because pink salt has all the minerals that your body is familiar with. It has potassium, magnesium, it has the iron, so it knows where to go into your body. There are receptor sites for all of your minerals. So it doesn't just stay in your body the way white salt does and build up, which causes a high blood pressure.
Right.
And there are chemicals in your white salt as well.
Does
so
it
everybody
taste?
Should be moving to the pink salt, and it's very easy to find now. You can actually, Home Goods has it. You can always find it at Home Goods. You can always find it at any of the stores around the Long Island area.
Is it a different taste?
It's a purer taste.
I'm familiar with the Himalayan salt mine shot glasses.
Yes.
I know that are all the rage now for tequila shots, Sabina.
Yes. Yes.
So,
so let's go back to painting that picture of the cave so everybody can get there. So in the room, you've got 4.5 inches of the crushed pink salt that you would use for cooking. That's on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually walking on 4.5 inches of crushed salt.
That's a lot.
Wearing shoes?
You're wearing booties, medical booties.
Okay.
And then on the walls are giant salt boulders with LED lights under them. So all of the pink boulders have this beautiful iridescent orange and pink colors all over the walls. And then if you look up, we have stalactites that are made from an artist clay. Coming down.
Uh-huh.
So stalactites always come from the top of the cave. We have two water cascades in each corner of the room that has iodine bromide in it, which is very good for your thyroid. We get that from Europe. You cannot get it in this country. So you've got the sound of the water trickling.
Right.
You've got these beautiful lit up cave. We have the chairs are anti-gravity chairs, which you go back, you lay all the way back on, and you have your blankets because we keep the temperature at 67 degrees. That is the temperature of the original caves of Poland that my builder mimics because it's very important for your lungs to keep it at that coolness. And we give you blankets. And then we put spa music on. So you're very, very relaxed. It's a very meditative place to be. And then we atomize through a hole in the wall pharmaceutical grade salt through a generator that crushes it very finely to an almost powder form. And when it goes into the room, you can actually taste it.
Huh.
So immediately people start tasting it. The room is so pure that when you walk in within 30 seconds, people start feeling very clear. And they can't believe how pure it is as far as being inside the cave.
So how long is this session?
45 minutes.
And when you have your appointment, when you go in, do you go in alone? If you're going solo, are there other people in the room? How do you kind of schedule
and
that?
And how are you dressed?
Okay, you can wear street clothes. You're in for 45 minutes, and you may be with people that you don't know. So it's a quiet space. No, we don't allow phones. We don't allow iPads. We don't allow reading material. We want you to be in there and just disconnect from everything outside the room. Because that's how you're going to get the best benefit for your anxiety, for your stress, for your sleep. So everything goes in a locker.
Is there a, like, are you, do do you guide people in there, or they just go in?
We guide. We give a little talk about the history of how salt therapy came to be, which we can talk about as well. And they might have some questions. And everybody has questions about the salt therapy and how it's going to benefit them.
Right.
We have our regulars that come back every week that are in there for their asthma, for, you know, people with autoimmune diseases, and they have a membership and they come back like once a week.
And I'm sure you have some people who just want to feel good.
Yes.
You know, they had a bad week.
Yes.
They need a shot in the arm.
Absolutely. We have a lot of people that have stress from cancer, from, you know, different diseases, and we have moms that just want to get away from their kids for 45 minutes. When we first opened, we had a mom. It was 7 o'clock at night in the winter. She pulled up in front of the window. She had her pajama bottoms on, her jacket on, and she begged us to stay open for 45 minutes because she was having a meltdown. So she literally went in and napped for 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. So the sessions are 45 minutes.
Yes.
And
you may or may not be in there with other people.
Now, this is just a random question. Does any of this go through insurance?
No.
No. Okay.
No. But I will tell you, in Russia and in Poland, they do have salt treatments on their pulmonary floors in the hospital. And they use the same generator that I do, which is a medical grade device in Europe. And I don't think we'll ever see it on insurance in this country, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it would seem to me that I don't know everything that's going on, but I think this is relatively new to this area. And it would seem to me that if you have a problem, even if you don't, you would want to try it and see. And I'm sure your mind boggles when it helps.
Excuse me. So people come in and they don't believe it's really a cave. They think it's a boutique. Because when you look in our giant window, you see all of these salt things that you can sell.
And I mean, it sounds very, you know, meditative. So I happen to be a yoga instructor. And it's very interesting to me because one of the things I just wanted to go back on with insurance is, you know, some insurance now covers acupuncture, it covers massage therapy. I think, you know, down the road it might recognize this, especially if this is on floors in hospitals.
Yes.
and part of the whole treatment plan.
Yeah.
And it needs more people knowing about
right.
it.
Well, in Canada they're working very hard. There's a whole board of directors that are fighting to get insurance coverage in Canada.
That's great. I know Canada has open insurance, like there, you know,
yeah.
too. So one of the things that I want to talk about, when I looked at the list of all the things that are helped out with salt therapy,
yes.
from asthma.
It's amazing.
I mean, it really is. So when someone comes in there, you know, for maybe asthma,
mm-hmm.
how long does it kind of last to help them? So if it's like a reoccurring asthma,
Yeah. So they'll get relief. They'll start feeling relief in the cave. What happens is they start to feel the mucus starting to move around. And we call that dropping.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get home, it will start to move around and you want to get it out. And it can last the relief for about 2 days.
Right.
So that's why we have a lot of people that are sick that way. 9/11 responders come in once a week to help with moving the mucus around.
Right.
I would never tell anyone to stop using their medications. However, I do have one 9/11 responder who is off all his medication. And he started using a salt cave before my salt cave that was further away.
Right.
And
right.
now since he lives in Port Washington, he comes to our cave. We have people on oxygen that come to the cave. We have a lot of sinusitis. We have autoimmune diseases, lupus. It's just incredible, the variety of the types of people. And then we just have people that just, you know, stress and sleep.
It's good for skin, too, isn't it?
And it's good for skin as well. Now, the reason why, just getting back to the clinical aspect.
You know what? We're going to talk about the clinical aspect when we come back, because believe it or not, the first segment's over, and we have about 30 seconds left. So this has been very interesting, hasn't it, Sabina?
I find it fascinating, and you're going to see me soon.
I hope so.
I think we're going to see all of us soon.
I hope so.
Maybe hopping in your car. So we'll be back in a few minutes.